I'm feeling really punchy tonight, so it's the perfect time to make this video. Everyone talks about testosterone, okay? How to optimize testosterone. And the people that are talking about it are the softest little gay boys I've ever seen in my life. And you always see these guys that are like, I have 3,000 nanograms per deciliter, but he's the weakest guy that you've ever met. And he's built like a twig. You know, he doesn't have that like thick kind of masculine frame. And do you know what I learned when I was growing up? I grew up in a bit of a shithole, and everyone that I was around was either on tag, in prison, or when they used to play football, they used to start fights every day. They used to finish football, go out, get drunk, do drugs. Lunatics, right? Their testosterone must have been really low. And, you know, they're living terribly. They're going to bed at like 4 in the morning, they're doing drugs, they're getting drunk like 3-4 nights a week. But then they'd go on the football pitch, they'd run around like a lunatic. They'd have more energy than everyone else. They would batter everybody. They'd get in a fight with somebody, they'd win. They had a natural 8-pack. Because honestly, I believe it's here. I really believe it's here. I think you can optimize testosterone and it helps. But I think for a lot of people, it's just here. You just don't have that masculinity. You didn't have a decent dad. You didn't have that guy in your life who was just built like granite. You know when you just like grab somebody and you go, fucking hell, what's he built with? Like, they've got hands like shovels, you know, just kind of like, just thick palms, thick wrists, thick forearms. I see this on a lot of guys, like, they have tiny forearms, tiny wrists. There's just no strength there. It doesn't matter what they do. And people are always talking about high T and whatever. I'm telling you now, it's up here. Because some guys that I saw with the worst lifestyle ever living against the grain, everything that we say is bad for you and will destroy your testosterone, which it will, they were living like that, sleeping with 10 goals a week, you know, beating people up in fights, going on the football pitch, drunk. I used to play with guys that used to have 2-3 beers, go on the pitch and score a hat trick, man of the match, best player, do a line of cocaine afterwards. And I'm not telling you guys to do that. I'm just saying if that guy who's living like shit can operate like that, you got to think it's a little bit more. You guys have to tweak this. You're focusing so much on like the aesthetics and you're all scared as well. Like, I can't have a wine. I can't have a beer. Oh, I can't do that. It's coming up 10 o'clock. I better go to bed. It's like, I had 4 hours of sleep last night. I went to bed at 4. I edited that vlog that you guys have watched today, maybe. And I got up again at 8 and I just cracked on. It's like 10:30 now. I'm hitting the gym. Do I feel tired? Not really. Feel great, to be honest. Like, I could just push on. Because it's here, it's built into me. I just say to myself, now you're fine, crack on. A lot of you are weak, you're spoiled, you're very bratty.